Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 18th of June. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. D.C., of course, is the headquarters of American Free Press, the national weekly newspaper. Now, this newspaper has a website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net, and I would encourage you to check out the website, but be assured that there's much more to American Free Press than what you see on the website. American Free Press is one of the last real newspapers, and in fact, it's one of the last newspapers published certainly on a weekly basis that you can find that presents the kind of alternative and independent-minded news and information of the type that you get here on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network, here at republicbroadcasting.org. A lot of people say that anything that isn't on the internet is passé. I don't believe that to be the case. I still like to read real live newspapers and magazines, and I encourage you to read American Free Press. This issue of American Free Press, I do believe I've mentioned, this past issue, has a special 12-page report on Israel's deliberate, repeat, deliberate, and unprovoked, repeat, unprovoked, attack on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967. Now, I said on this program the other night, I've said it before that, I've said it, I'll say it again and again and again, that the issue of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty is just as important, really in some respects maybe even more important than 9-1-1, than the Oklahoma City bombing, than the assassination of John F. Kennedy. More important, that is, in the context that it is a simple issue to convey to people, to try to explain to people the dangers that we face here in this country today as a consequence of the power of Israel in dictating U.S. foreign policy, dictating American affairs. So I do urge you to check out American Free Press, and I tell you what, if you want to give American Free Press a call and ask them for a free copy of the issue of the paper that contains a special supplement on the USS Liberty, give American Free Press a call at 888-699-NEWS. Tell them Mike Piper said if you called in, you could get a free sample copy of that issue with the special report on the USS Liberty in. Really, I think you should not only get that copy of that issue, but you should order extra copies of it and circulate it. Get the word out there. You know, a lot of people don't want to tune into the internet. A lot of people don't get on the internet. And there's a lot of important people out there that don't get on the internet that like to have things in black and white in front of them. Well, this special report on the USS Liberty tells you everything, really, you need to know about the attack on the Liberty. I could go on about that, folks. I spent almost a half an hour talking about it the other night on the program. I'm not going to spend another half hour talking about it. If I haven't gotten the point across by this time, I guess I'll never get the point across. Well, we are going to a break very shortly here. When we come back, I have an amusing story to tell you. It now turns out, according to the neoconservatives and their pro-Israel friends, that yours truly, Michael Collins Piper, and also American Free Press, incidentally, we are faux rightists. We are really, really Soviet agents. All right, stay tuned. I'll tell you about that when we come back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, here in the United States, we are supposed to be a beacon of liberty, a citadel of freedom. Well, it is true, we do have a lot more freedoms than a lot of other places, so I don't want you super patriots out there, and I don't mean that in an offensive way to the real patriots. I mean that in a satirical way towards those people out there who believe that you can't criticize the president, you can't criticize the government, you can't criticize U.S. foreign policy, that if you do, you're un-American or anti-American, or, well, they even now say if you criticize U.S. foreign policy, you're anti-Christian and anti-Semitic, and I do not exaggerate there. There's a lot of writing to that effect that has appeared in a lot of places, folks, so I'm not exaggerating. But in any case, there is one area where we definitely have lost a lot of freedom, or we've been denied a lot of freedom, and that's in the area of health freedom, freedom of choice in health care. Now, I'm not talking about abortion. People are getting all upset out there and saying, oh, my God, he's advocating abortion. No, I'm talking just about general freedom of choice in health care, folks. A lot of you have heard the horror stories of how parents have been denied the right to choose alternative cancer therapies for their children. Even when the children have asked for the alternative cancer therapies, they've been denied that right. They've been taken out of the hands of their parents, et cetera, et cetera. The horror stories are endless, ladies and gentlemen. Yet, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who still, and I'm talking about people in the real patriot movement, people who still consider alternative medicines to be crack pottery. Why they believe that, I don't know. They need a lot of educating in that regard. But one of the nice things about this network, republicbroadcasting.org, is that we do bring you a lot of news and information about alternative health treatments. And we have a couple good sponsors here for this network who do provide alternatives to the products of the big drug companies and the medical establishment in this country. And one of those sponsors is Cardovite. That's K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E, Cardovite. Now, this product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, feeling worn down, you might want to try out Cardovite. You need Cardovite. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Now, I'm going to give you the Cardovite 877 number in a minute. But you can go to their website at heartdrop.com, just like it sounds, heartdrop.com, or call 877-928-8822, 877-928-8822. I've heard a lot of good things about Cardovite, folks, so I recommend you check it out if you think you might need that alternative to what the pill pushers of the medical establishment are recommending for you. Well, I wanted to introduce that subject of freedom in the United States in the context of bringing you that message from Cardovite, because it's certainly relevant. And speaking of freedom in the United States, you know, we have talked on this show many, many times about the fact that up there in Canada, our friendly neighbor to the north, we don't have those, or I should say the Canadian citizens, the people of Canada, don't necessarily have the kind of freedom of speech, freedom of expression that we have here in the United States. And people say, oh, well, that's in Canada. We're America. We have the First Amendment. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that there have been numerous efforts over the years by people to try to take away our freedoms here in the United States. And in one of those instances that I wrote about in American Free Press, I wrote about it in the Spotlight. It was right after the Oklahoma City bombing. I wrote about this, and we launched a major campaign to try to bring this to public attention. Senator Charles Schumer, who was co-sponsor along with that dear, dear, good Christian Senator John Ashcroft, that Bible-quoting, hymn-singing good Christian who became Attorney General in the George W. Bush administration, was Schumer and Ashcroft. They were the sponsors of the first, quote-unquote, anti-terrorist legislation that was introduced following the Oklahoma City bombing. And, of course, everybody said, oh, we need this. We need to fight the domestic terrorists. And, you know, we need to fight these terrorists who, they don't like America. You know, they don't like America because America's a good friend of dear little Israel, you know. Well, Charles Schumer, this liberal Democrat from New York, and John Ashcroft, this wonderful conservative Republican from Missouri, teamed up for that legislation and got it passed. Well, then Mr. Schumer introduced a rather peculiar bill that specifically targeted what he called conspiracy theories that were critical of the government. Folks, the United States Senator actually introduced this legislation into the U.S. Senate. Now, I don't have the text handy. I don't have the data handy. I'm talking off the top of my head here from memory. But I can tell you that we caused so much grief for Senator Schumer by publicizing this that Senator Schumer later sent out a letter to his supporters around the country in the Jewish community saying, oh, the evil Liberty Lobby targeted me. The evil Liberty Lobby and the evil Spotlight, those evil neo-Nazis, those evil enemies of Israel, those evil enemies of America, they wrote articles about me and criticized me. Well, he deserved criticism, ladies and gentlemen, because Charles Schumer was trying to introduce into America the framework, further framework for a police state. Well, of course, after the 911 attacks that were launched on America, attacks that I believe originated in Tel Aviv and in the centers of Jewish influence around the world, orchestrated by Israel's Mossad. Unfortunately, many people don't want to talk about that, even people in the 911 truth movement. I call it the 911 schmooze movement, that is, those who don't want to talk about Israel. Well, in any case, following that, of course, we got the Patriot Act, and that set up further mechanisms for taking away our freedoms. And what I'm leading up to, folks, is that ultimately, you know, they are going to start passing domestic enabling legislation in this country to dismantle the First Amendment. Senator Joe Lieberman, again, that tower of integrity, that deeply religious man, that wonderful family man of conservative values. Oh, yes, he might vote liberal on some issues, but he's a wonderful family man. I mean, after all, he even criticized Bill Clinton for having an affair with an intern. He bucked the Democratic Party to criticize Bill Clinton. He's a good family man, ladies and gentlemen. Of course he is. What a piece of garbage. I was thinking about him as I was scrubbing some soap scum in my bathroom last night. In any case, Senator Joe Lieberman, of course, is now setting up legislation, again, in the name of fighting grassroots terrorism. This legislation, of course, targets the Internet. Of course, the Internet is a major source of criticism of the government. It is a major source of concerns about criminal enterprises such as those that Joe Lieberman and Charles Schumer and John Ashcroft all support. Well, isn't it interesting? If you go to Google, you will find a New York Times article dated June 11th on the Internet. I'm not sure what day it was published in the New York Times. I clipped it out but failed to write down the date. But a New York Times reporter by the name of Adam Liptak, L-I-P-T-A-K, you can search this article. Just search hate speech. Quote unquote hate speech, and the name Adam Liptak, A-D-A-M, Liptak, Liptak, L-I-P-T-A-K. You will find it. It appeared in the New York Times under the headline on the front page, right hand column, next to right hand column, outside U.S., hate speech can be costly, rejecting the sweep of the First Amendment. It's a very interesting article because it's talking about what's happening up in Canada. Talking about how the fact that there are laws against hate speech. Now, of course, what you think is hate is not what the groups that put in the laws against hate consider to be hate. If you criticize Israel, ladies and gentlemen, it can be inferred under these laws that you are trying to stir up dislike towards the Jewish people or the people of Israel. I mean, Israel can go out and kill a bunch of Palestinian children without provocation, or Israel can go out and kill a bunch of men aboard the USS Liberty, or as Mark Glenn has told the story, Jews over in Israel can beat the hell out of an old Palestinian woman with baseball bats. And you criticize them for that, well, you're stirring up hatred against the Jewish people. What's really funny, ladies and gentlemen, is that this article, beginning on the front page of the New York Times, talking about hate speech, focuses on the fact that Muslims in Canada have raised concerns about publications and comments that have stirred up hatred against Muslims. So it's kind of interesting. The implication is that these Muslims, these dirty Muslims, are the ones who are trying to take away your First Amendment rights up there, take away freedom of speech up in Canada. But it wasn't the Muslims who got that legislation through, ladies and gentlemen. It was, dare I say it, the Jews. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, talking about this interesting article from the New York Times. Now, admittedly, the article does go into the fact that there have been prosecutions of other people who have somehow offended the Jewish community, but that's buried in the article. But the point is, the odd thing is that it's saying, oh, well, yes, we do have freedom of speech here in America in comparison to what there is in other countries. And, of course, the implication of the article is that those dirty, rotten, evil Muslims. No, folks, that's not me calling them that. I'm saying that's the New York Times calling, suggesting that they're the ones who are, you know, taking issue with our good freedoms. And I'm sure so many, many people who read the New York Times say, oh, isn't that horrible the way those Muslims object to people criticizing them? And they never think about the fact that it's the people who put these laws in the first place, the Jews, who are the ones who are always screaming about criticisms of their power and their influence and their projects here on American soil. True, folks, that's true. I know a lot of you out there were very upset when I said it was the Jews. Well, folks, it was not Muslim groups. It was not Serbian American groups. It wasn't Chinese American groups or Japanese American groups that have been lobbying for these hate laws. Occasionally they do get in a couple other groups. They'll get some gay rights organizations, and they'll get a couple Hispanic organizations to go along with it. These groups will sign on for the legislation. But the whole origin of it all, ladies and gentlemen, comes out of the Jewish lobby. That's the bottom line of it, folks. They try to put up a rainbow coalition type point of view, you know, but really what they're doing, folks, they're working to outlaw freedom of speech in this country, trying to dismantle our First Amendment. They come at it from every possible angle, through legislation, through local codes. It goes on and on and on. Ted Pike at truthtellers.org has done some wonderful work. That's truthtellers.org, fighting against so many of these various aspects of these phony, trumped-up laws about hate. And I tell you what, folks, it is a looming threat here in the United States. It is a looming threat. Don't find yourself saying, well, yes, we need to outlaw this person's right to speak out. Because when you outlaw that person's right to speak out, you set yourself up to have your right to speak out taken away as well. Here in the Washington, D.C. area, there's an Islamic school that's under fire because someone discovered that in a textbook, it allegedly said that, quote, the Jews conspired against Islam and its people. Well, as far as I know from my study of history, which is extensive, that's absolutely true. In fact, I would go so far as to say the Jews conspired against Islam and Christianity and their people. Well, now they are really harassing this Muslim school, you know, this group here, the so-called Center for Security Policy. Well, the Center for Security Policy is a pro-Israel outfit run by a character named Frank Gaffney, who's been running in the circles of the William and Irving Kristol gang, these Jewish Trotskyite so-called neoconservatives. And so they are kicking up a big fuss here in the Washington, D.C. area over this. But, you know, in the bigger picture, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it interesting that while we hear so much about all these terrible things that people manage to allegedly dig up in Muslim textbooks and in the Quran, we don't ever hear anyone talking about all of this scum that appears in this book, this series of books, these extended commentaries known as the Talmud. And you know, folks, you know, I'll tell you, we have Orthodox Jew Joe Lieberman here, poised perhaps to become Vice President of the United States. He certainly was 8 years ago. Could very well be again. No one wants to talk about religion except when it comes to Reverend Wright, of course, and Barack Obama. Are they going to talk about the fact that Joe Lieberman is devoted to this hellish book, the Talmud, which underscores and underlines the Jewish faith in this country today, a series of commentaries that tear Jesus Christ to pieces and literally hold up Christians and the Christian faith and Jesus Christ in contempt? How many people do you think are going to question Joe Lieberman about the Talmud and his Orthodox Jewish faith? I mean, folks, you know, I understand a lot of people, they say they feel kind of creepy now when they're around a Catholic priest. That's very sad. But I'm here to tell you that not all Catholic priests have committed the atrocities that we've heard about in the press. But I tell you what, I can comfortably say that people should feel creepy around Jewish rabbis, because Jewish rabbis are schooled in the Talmud. And the Talmud preaches absolute hate towards non-Jews. The Talmud preaches the superiority of the Jewish people. It preaches that non-Jews are animals, ladies and gentlemen. The best of the Goyim, the best of the Gentiles, as they call it, the non-Jews, should be killed. That means that every rabbi has been schooled in terroristic hate. Now, that's hate speech, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we should outlaw the Talmud. But then again, I don't like laws outlawing freedom of speech. What do you think? I don't know.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the WaveShield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The WaveShield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The WaveShield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your WaveShield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, Michael Collins Piper here. We have a couple callers lined up, and I'm going to go to them momentarily. Before we went to one of the previous breaks, I mentioned that there's now the word out that American Free Press and yours truly are faux rightists. That is, we're not really right-wingers. We are really communists, Soviet agents. The website, Once Upon a Time in the West, .blogspot.com apparently is the address, and there's all hyphens in between all of that. Once hyphen upon hyphen a hyphen time hyphen in hyphen the hyphen west.blogspot.com. It describes itself as a tale of Soviet strategic deception and the demise of Western civilization. Well, I found it very, very, first of all, I don't consider myself a rightist. I used to call myself a right-winger, but I don't like that terminology. I think it's outworn, outdated, archaic, and maybe really never meant that much in the first place. But be that as it may, there are those who do call me a right-winger, and they're free to do that, but I reject the terms right and left. But it says, this is what I had to laugh at. Says you might also want to add Michael Collins Piper to the faux rightist category, as he is quite rabidly anti-Israel. Well, that's true. I am quite rabidly anti-Israel. I'm not going to argue this business about being a faux rightist, but I do find it interesting that evidently the suggestion here is that if you are anti-Israel, there you are therefore a communist, a leftist, and that only rightists, real rightists, that is, by this definition, are pro-Israel. Anyway, this is funny about Piper. It says he believes that a tiny Jewish state in the Middle East, no larger than the size of Massachusetts, was quote-unquote behind all sorts of terrible events in America, from JFK's assassination, MLK's assassination, 911 attacks, Oklahoma City bombing at Al. Well, I do have to say that that's true. I'm not going to argue that, but I find it amusing that this person was so horrified to learn all of this. They were referring to a website which has been set up to promote my books in e-book version. The website is michaelcollinspiper.com. It's a rather entertaining website. It's not really my website per se. You can check it out, though, michaelcollinspiper.com. It's an affiliate of amfirstbooks.com. A lot of interesting commentary on amfirstbooks.com, and you can find a lot of the articles that I have written for American Free Press and some interesting data from some of my books, including a very interesting, I think, photo section from my book on the Kennedy assassination. The entire photo section from my book on the Kennedy assassination, Final Judgment, which gives you a pretty good synopsis of the entirety of the thesis. So I would urge you to check out michaelcollinspiper.com and check out amfirstbooks.com. I don't do enough promoting of those websites, and here they're websites promoting me. I should be ashamed of myself, but I don't like to get too commercial in promoting myself. What the hell, I'm doing it now, and I'm glad I am, because amfirstbooks.com is a good website, and there's a lot of good stuff, I think, that I have written that you can get on michaelcollinspiper.com, and you can get it for free, including that very interesting photo section. If you want to promote the theory, the details of the theory surrounding Israel's involvement in the Kennedy assassination, link to michaelcollinspiper.com. Link to the section where they have that section of the photograph section of the book. It's a interesting reading in and of itself. Well, that having been said, yes, I guess I am a faux rightist now. God, H.L. Mencken, one of my favorite writers, up there alongside Lawrence Dennis and Ambrose Bierce, among a handful of others. H.L. Mencken put together what he called the Mencken Schimpf Lexicon, and it was a whole book of all the horrible things and the good things that had been said about Mencken. Sometime I'm going to have to put one of those together. That would be a lot of fun. Hell, half of it would be garbage from Eric Hubschmidt. All right, well, I have been keeping our very patient callers waiting, and coincidentally, we have a caller from Winnipeg, which, as you know, is in Canada, and I'm going to bring him up right now. John from Winnipeg, come on up.
Hello, Mr. Piper.
How are you doing, John?
I'm doing pretty good, I suppose, considering our circumstances here together, suffering under the censorship of tyranny. You know, censorship is the tool of tyrants, you know.
That's right.
You're talking about Israel. Like, from my perspective, you're talking about the Talmud and all the commentary that exists in those documents, but, you know, Hillel is the founder of the Jewish faith, and he predates Christ by tons of years. And his teaching is all his commentary. The only thing you have to know is don't do to others what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. So currently in Israel, they criminally thieve, an innocent Christian's home. And if you ask them, what's this Christian's crime? They say, he's no crime. He's a Christian. They steal his home at gunpoint, Frontline covered this years ago, and go to send you off to live in a concentration camp, deprived, you know, as it is now, food and water and landmines all over the place. These are crimes against God and humanity. There's the only thing that keeps justice at bay is the fact that we don't have open line communications on that subject. So now, under an alias, my alias is Johnny America, I'm campaigning in the American talk radio circuits to encourage the listeners to support open debate so we can, you know, we can serve freedom well for ourselves and save the lives of your sons and daughters who are dying needlessly in Iraq currently.
Yeah, you know, John, I just saw, apparently there's someone doing an advertisement targeting John McCain. It shows an American mother holding her infant child and saying, "You can't have my child." And you know, I tell you what, this is actually on point, absolutely correct, that this is what we're coming to, that John McCain and his Jewish backers, Lord Rothschild and Joe Lieberman and the whole gang, their intent is to have Americans and anybody else that can be snookered into fighting wars all over the planet to advance the international Jewish agenda, and that's precisely what it is.
Well, yeah, like that's the tricky part about it, though. Like I would beg to differ with you, hopefully politely, in a debate such as possibly we're having now, where we would be, although allotted a little bit more time to speak. I would argue that Lieberman, for example, is the furthest thing from a Jew possible. He is an enemy of the Jewish people. If you victimize an innocent other, you're only exacerbating the possibility of terrorist actions going down and innocent Jews suffering. He is an enemy of the Jewish people because he doesn't follow the teachings of the Old Testament or Hillel, where the only principle you got to understand is if you victimize an innocent person, you're just as soon, if you're really godly, very few people can comprehend this, but if you victimize an innocent person, you're just as soon victimizing yourself, and it ends up coming back around in one way or another. Now, Joseph Lieberman, he doesn't have to live in Israel dodging bullets or in Palestine, but he encourages the victimization of an innocent other. So my position is I would demand somebody speak, either Lieberman himself or anybody speak in his own defense publicly in a public forum, let's say a national coast-to-coast radio program. And you know what will happen, Mr. Piper? Nobody will phone up. Only demon enemies of life ourselves would phone up and say, "Yeah, you got to kill the Christians. They don't deserve to live." Or they'll give us whatever reasons they have as racist Nazi savages to victimize ourselves as the innocent forsaken. And you were talking earlier about in Canada where they have hate laws, and some of them are gotten fairly draconian. Apparently 80% of the complaints are filed by the people who work at the complaints department because they want to keep their jobs going. So they're the guys that are filing the majority of the complaints. But in particular, my circumstances is that I was arrested myself as an anti-Semite, allegedly threatening to kill Bush, Rumsfeld, and Ariel Sharon. At that time, he was, slothing around on our plane. But I won my case, you know, because fortunately in Canada thus far, so far anyway, we're able to formulate a defense in front of a judge who has to make a fair determination, pro or con, on your guilt or innocence. So in my particular case, I just said, look, I'm standing here. The complaint was filed by George Bush himself through the Secret Service, but I'm here standing defending the FBI in this courtroom in respect to their allegations by following the crime scene leads at the real murder scene of 9/11 that General Ahmad financed this terrorist operation. He's gone unarrested. And this was the primary reason I gave in court why Bush wanted me arrested under anti-Semitic hate laws and threatening to kill him and everything. He didn't want our societies to understand the main culprits are getting away, and this is what you have in reflection to McCain right now with Obama saying he wants to get terrorists the old-fashioned way through constitutional provisions that ensure that you're actually getting the guilty parties. If you have no evidence to form your conclusions, you're just swimming in doubt. And by supporting following the crime scene leads at the real murder scene, you find out that Bush immediately closed outstanding inquiries immediately after the terrorist event going down. Like, how bigger an act of treason can one man commit? And the only reason he succeeds is because people find out. They can't believe anybody could be that, you know, let's just, for lack of better terms, evil or criminal. How could a president actually work to close the FBI's responsibility to defend your freedoms, and then say, you know, first, Bin Laden did the whole thing. I guess he set explosives into Building 7, of which we have liquefied iron flowing like water from the towers. And then, of course, it's the Iraqis that did 9/11, and we're interviewing soldiers saying, why are you shooting these people? Well, we're getting them back for 9/11, and yet the guy who financed the thing gets away. We don't know one of his partners put the explosives into Building 7. Those people haven't gone arrested, and there was Mossad arrested, as you're probably well aware, at the scene taking photographs, celebrating with cigars.
Well, see, you know, this is all part and parcel of so many things that people are unaware of. And,
right.
You know, unfortunately, you know, if you got this into an American jury, a jury before a group of Americans, they have been so totally, thoroughly brainwashed by the mass media in this country that I would fear what would happen going before a jury. On the other hand, you know, you got to look at it this way. If you go before a judge, judges are part of this whole system
right.
that is so corrupt and so contemptible that, you know, I'm not sure which is the best way to go in a situation like that.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of tools you can use. Like one particular tool I used is that I reminded the judge and the Crowns that by siding for Bush, they would be aiding and abetting the crimes of first-degree mass murder. I didn't allege it that that's what they were doing. I knew that they were there doing their jobs, and the courtroom was packed. Three Crowns were in the courtroom at all times. But I reminded them, you know, you can play pretend that CBC or CNN in your country is honorable, but when the facts meet the floor are tabled in court, we can see that Bush used zero evidence. So play pretending you don't know what's going on won't serve well in the future. And I'm not saying that I was threatening the judge. I'm just reminding the whole system together that, you know, these right-wingers or so-called right-wingers, like I have my own philosophy on that, and it's too bad we don't have more time to talk about it, but these people on your right-wing radios, the only reason they survive the way they do is through censorship. They ensure that the listeners don't get the facts to decide for themselves. But in a courtroom, you have an opportunity to present your case fairly. And
I would have to disagree with that to a certain extent because, you know, courtrooms are very tightly controlled in terms of what you can and cannot introduce. And I don't know about the Canadian system per se, but I know that here in the United States, and I'm sure there are significant differences between the Canadian system and the American system. Here in the United States, the judges have such control over the courtrooms that a lot of people go in there hoping to be able to present an argument founded, you know, on facts, and they find in the end that that isn't exactly how it works.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I have a lot of callers lined up here, and I only have a few minutes left, but I thank you for your call, and I will just say good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Okay, we have Joe in New York. Joe, come on up.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
How you doing tonight, Joe?
I'm doing good, Mike. I just want to say you continue what you're doing, my friend. You're doing a great job, so don't, you know, just keep fighting the way you're fighting, and we love you for it. That's why you probably got one of the best-rated shows on this network.
Well, I appreciate the good words because, you know, you need to hear some nice things every once in a while, so I appreciate it.
Absolutely. What I wanted to discuss with you is two things. One, I just want to make a statement, and then two, I just want to have a request from you.
Go ahead.
The first thing I want to ask you is this. The you know, don't be so harsh on APAC, the American Italian Political Action Committee. I think you're doing, you know, you're right on the spot with that. I wanted to get your take. I never heard you discuss the book by Professor Walton Mersheimer on the Israeli lobby. I wanted to get your take on what you think, and wouldn't you? Is it possible for you to get these guys on your show as a guest one night?
Well, I wouldn't embarrass myself by trying to get them on the show because I know they'd turn me down, number one. Number two, as far as the book, I actually have commented on this show. It's a very good book. It has a lot of good, solid information in it. It's very well researched. I could go on and talk about that. I personally think that... The whole story behind that book has yet to be told. I really think that book, they've told a story how they were asked to write a paper for national magazine, and then the magazine changed their mind, and so therefore they put a paper together, and then they turned the paper into a book. I personally believe, this is just my opinion, whether it's correct or not, I personally believe that what happened there was that some very highly placed people in the U.S. government, in the intelligence community, the FBI, the CIA, maybe some very wealthy people with concerns about Jewish power in this country, approached these two guys and said, hey, look, we need some big-name guys to put your heads out, to stick your necks out, and put your name on a book, on a paper that needs widespread circulation so that people really do finally know what's going on in this country, and that it comes from two, quote-unquote, foreign policy experts. That's what I think was really going on there. I could be totally wrong about it. But I'm glad, although, you know, I've been writing, and so many other people have been writing and saying what Mearsheimer and Walt have said, and I think a lot of us have said it even better than they've said it, but needless to say, these guys were big-name guys. They got a message out there. They were able to break through the media iron curtain to a certain extent. And finally, now people can point at these guys and say, hey, look, these guys aren't these evil right-wing neo-Nazis. These guys are respected professors, and this is what they had to say. So that's a good thing. Joe, if you want to hang on for the break, you're more than welcome to do so. We are going to break here, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more when we come back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up the hour here. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. We had Joe from New York aboard with us. Joe.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, I just wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I know you got another call with this. What I want to say is that You are so right. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. You are so right when you say about the Illuminist. It's like an invisible face, you know? And every time I hear some of these commentators talk about that particular subject, I got to change the channel because they don't go as far as you do, and that's why I love your show. Your show, Rick Adams and Stat Miller. But other guys on that network or other networks, they talk about Illuminists like these headless horsemen people. They never name them by names or anything like that. And it just drives me crazy, like the Jesuits, the Pope, the Catholics, and it gets on my nerves. But
the fact is, Joe, that there are these high-level secret societies. I don't dispute that. They definitely exist. They've existed for a long time. There's absolute documentation to show it. But I think it's much easier to pinpoint somebody, well, for example, like Joe Lieberman, who I brought up earlier. I mean, what Joe Lieberman is doing is right out there in the public. What Richard Perle is doing, you know, and Paul Wolfowitz and this whole gang that were directing this outrageous American invasion of Iraq, I mean, we can pinpoint these people. We can pinpoint where they're coming from. They're open about what they're doing. Maybe they are members of the Illuminati. Maybe they are working for some secret agenda that we don't know about. But they're open about the agenda that they are open about, so to speak. And that should be enough to show anyone exactly what's going on without trying to worry about some secret Illuminati meeting somewhere that we can't pinpoint, that we don't know about. You know, and that's why I think we've got to stop worrying about the Illuminati and worry about the real people that we can pinpoint and target and say, look, here are the people who are trying to destroy us and are working towards that.
Amen. Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
Joe.
Have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot for your call, Joe. Well, folks, you know what? We have a couple other callers lined up here. We're not going to be able to get around to them. I could barely bring them up, and then I'd have to cut them off, so I don't want to do that. But all things being equal, we'll be here tomorrow night, and you know the number to call. In the meantime, like Joe, our caller from New York, just said, we do have some good programming coming up here with Rick Adams right here following this program. I just listened to some of Rick's shows over the weekend when I had the opportunity to listen to the archives, and that's something I want to remind you about, folks. Oh, it's Lee Rogers tonight. I'm sorry. Well, listen to Lee Rogers, too. But in any case, folks, we have these archives that are free. You can get your friends to listen to them if they're not regular listeners live. You can get people to come onto our archives here and listen to the programs, you know, at any time of the day or night when they feel like doing it. And it's a good way to get out the word, not only about the issues we're talking about, but about the fact that republicbroadcasting.org is here bringing you alternative news and information. Not alternative news and information, the real news and information about the real things that are happening in our world today. And it is so important because, you know, we talk about this impending war in Iran. You know, well, if that war doesn't happen, I think it's going to. We still have a war that is going on in Iraq, and it's going to go on for a long, long time. So these things do affect our day-to-day lives, folks. Talk about gas prices, talk about food prices. You can draw up a long list. The actions of our criminal elite do affect our lives, ladies and gentlemen. All right, have a good evening, folks. We'll see you here tomorrow night. Take care.